Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another, I was going to say edition, another episode, another podcast of Science Unscripted. It's Connor here.
And Gabe.
And we are going to start by talking about an email for those of you who listened to the episode yesterday where we talked, we debunked three anti-vax arguments that have kind of newly emerged with all the vaccinations going on. We got a response from one of our listeners in New York City.
This is from Hilmar Schaumann, and we love it when you guys write to us, but especially when you write to us like this. This guy went on and on about how much he likes this podcast. We're not going to talk about the things he liked. There was one thing that he didn't like. He said, I need to add a negative. It is about today's podcast episode on vaccination critics. You cannot claim that all vaccines are safe, Hilmar Schaumann. We didn't really say that.
You know,
we didn't say those words. That all vaccines are safe.
No. I don't know, Hilmar, which part of yesterday's show that you're specifically referencing. I went back and listened to it again to see if I could figure it out myself. We never used the word safe. We were definitely energetically debunking a lot of the anti-vax arguments.
One thing you did say, Connor, was that assume that such videos, like the shocking video of the woman convulsing in response to what she said was a vaccine, assume that that is false. And I think I took you down off your horse there when you said that. I said, look, that is too much. Even what I said you should have said is that even if these videos are true, even if she got this response from the vaccine or had this happen to her after she took a vaccine, don't worry about that.
Sure.
That's one isolated case amongst millions.
Sure.
Of cases.
No, and again, yeah, I think that was that, and where we were talking about some of the quote unquote chemicals used in the vaccines that
aluminum, that
are not used in COVID-19 vaccines. At various points, we were talking about the efficacy of the COVID-19 vaccines, and didn't really get into their short-term or long-term safety, except to say that there are health bodies watching just that to look for any unusual side effects that appear to be cropping up. What I would be prepared to say is I think the perspective of most countries and most health authorities around the world is that taking the vaccine is less risky than contracting the coronavirus. Mm-hmm. And for the sake of the especially the at-risk populations in countries throughout the world, this seems to be something that is widely agreed upon based on phase 3 trials
that included hundreds
of thousands of people.
That's right.
And last but not least, we've had, I believe, more than 50 million people around the world vaccinated at this point. That's a stunning number. And the fact that we haven't heard, you know, of more instances of reactions or side effects is a very, very good sign.
Yeah, another thing is the decision to vaccinate is not based on the claim that this vaccine is safe. Nobody can make that claim. But based on the evidence, we can say that it is a good decision to go through with this vaccination, because if you don't, what is going to happen? You know, millions and millions of people have got this virus at this point. Hundreds of thousands, millions have died. So what's the alternative? We're not saying that it's safe. Nobody can say that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's safe enough to go through with it.
All of that said, Hilmar, again, thank you for writing in to express your concerns that we were implying it was safe.
And thank you again for the really nice things you said.
Yeah.
Wow, we have a fan.
Well, come on. A fan?
Somebody is listening out there, Connor.
We've got way more than one fan. But thank you for being one of them.
So vaccines. That is the topic. Mm-hmm. Vaccination, inoculation. I have great news for you, Connor. On February 5th, my parents, both mom and dad, are going to be vaccinated.
I thought they knew that already, or did they not?
They one of the people in the neighborhood had gotten their letter, and they hadn't gotten their letter yet, but now they have the letter, and
gotcha.
On February 5th, that's the date. I am so happy. My mom is an asthmatic. It is incredible news.
With my parents and grandparents, they had to go to a website, sign up for themselves, and those slots got booked really quickly. And they got some of the precious few. Yeah, January 23rd, January 30th. But here in Germany, not happening quite as quickly.
Yeah, it's kind of rumbling along at this point. 1.2 million people in Germany have been vaccinated.
Population 82 million?
Yeah, and the rate is around 62,000 people per day. That is not as fast as Germany wants it. Health Minister Jens Spahn wants that to be at 300,000 per day, which is exactly the rate in the UK. Okay. And I mentioned the UK because the UK is no longer part of the EU. The UK, which is smaller than Germany, has already vaccinated 4 million people.
Germany, without getting into all the details, let's face it, the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, BioNTech is an hour away from where I'm sitting right now in Mainz. Mm-hmm. And you would be right to think, well, the company's in Germany, and so Germany could have just mopped up all of those vaccines if it had wanted to be the big bully on the block and do that. It didn't. I agree with what Germany did, which is to go through the European Union, the European Commission, and to make sure that the vaccine distribution was happening fairly. And as a result, things have just been, a bit slower. And the latest news is here in North Rhine-Westphalia, Germany's largest state by population. About 1 in 4 Germans lives here. We're going to have a pause of about a week, or at this point, it's a week, due to problems in the production distribution of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. And that means that Germans are not going to be vaccinated for an entire week here in hospitals or in assisted living facilities.
What's going on here reflects a problem in Germany, that shortages of the vaccine mean that people aren't going to be vaccinated as quickly. And if you could understand that Germans would be angry about that.
You would expect them to be really kind of annoyed.
But if you go out on the street and ask them, they're taking it rather well.
Science Unscripted.
I'm 78.
Have you been vaccinated, or do you have an appointment to get a vaccination?
At the moment, I'm looking forward. Maybe it's be April, maybe at the end of April. It takes a long time. Huh?
At the end of April?
Yes, maybe.
My parents are 72.
Yeah.
And they're going to be vaccinated at the beginning of February.
In the United States.
In the States, yes, I know.
How does that make you feel? And the vaccine came from Germany.
You know, it's a bit difficult because we don't have, by Germany making an arrangement with BioNTech, or for example, but it was always ordered by the EU. And I think this was okay, because otherwise there would be the opinion, oh, the Germans, they are a strong country and a strong economy, so they are at first. And so all the other would say, oh, they want to go from their position. And I think this wouldn't be so good for the other persons in Europe.
So I just want to make it clear to our listeners what I think you just said.
Yeah.
You said that you're happy and okay with the fact that Germany didn't, do a Germany first thing.
That's okay.
And went through the EU instead, even though it means you have to wait probably until April. You're 78 years old. Your life is at risk.
I don't like it, but I can understand it. And I must be very cautious. And I hope my wife and me, we are going to have the vaccination at April.
Science Unscripted.
Yeah, I definitely like the option of European solution, but also there are the countries who need the thing.
The vaccine.
The vaccine, sorry. Yes, but I don't think I can control it in any way. So I want to do my part. And in Germany, if we do have enough, I think it's important everyone who's possible to is going to. So yes, I want to do that.
How old are you?
I'm 22.
And are most of your friends planning to get vaccinated?
No, not all of them. Actually, my roommate, for example, he's working in the hospital, but he thinks it's not the right thing because he's the points you got, he's really young, and he thinks it's more important older people gets it first. But still, he's also seeing it's not already proved what kind of things you're getting from it. So he wants to wait and see what's going to happen.
Yes. Wow, so your roommate is on the front line. He's working in a hospital, and he's not going to get vaccinated.
Yeah, he's studying medicine, but he's almost done, so he's in this year of working in the hospital. Yes, and he's also saying that lots of people don't want to get it in the hospital, so most of them don't want to.
Science Unscripted.
We live in the Eifel.
Ah, beautiful.
And I have an appointment on Saturday.
This coming Saturday?
Coming Saturday, and we did it online.
Is your appointment still valid? Because right now here
we don't know. We will drive there where we have to go. It's about 20 kilometers from our home, yeah. and we will drive there and we will see whether we will get the vaccination or not.
Are you aware of the problems right now in this state with regard to getting the vaccine?
We are reading about it, but since we have the appointment already since the, let's say, the 8th of January, so I think we will get it.
May I ask how old you are?
Yeah, 81.
And have most of your friends in your age group, have they also gotten appointments to get vaccinated?
Well, there are a few, they are all younger, and so they don't apply for it now. No.
And are they waiting patiently for the vaccine, or are any of them getting angry?
No, not at all. Oh, we take it. We take it as it comes. So there's no problem.
We take it as it is. It's almost unbelievable how patient that woman is. I mean, she's not representative of a population of 83 million, but that patience is incredible.
It's admirable. Admirable. I can't say that, I can't claim that I would have exactly the same feelings. In the meantime, one thing to add here, an update. Between the time that we interviewed those people on the streets of Bonn and made it back here to this studio, that's not very much time, the German Chancellor, Angela Merkel, had held a press conference during which she said that the German government will do everything that it possibly can to protect vaccine supply chains. That's okay. That's nice. Kind of vague. But here's the juiciest quote. By the end of summer, we will have offered a vaccine to every German. That is her promise at this point in January, that by the end of summer, what would that be, September,
every single German will at least have the chance to be vaccinated.
That's a promise.
So maybe the patients that we experienced on the streets of Bonn, maybe they know something we didn't.
Yeah, they've sensed it all along. No, either that or they're just very. I will say that about Germans. I try to be honest about them. They can be rude to you in your face sometimes, but as a large group, as a country, a lot of solidarity, a lot of willingness to make a sacrifice for the greater good. The greater good, in this case, being narrowly the European Union, but then also broadly making sure that other countries around the world do have fair access to a vaccine that was developed in Germany's backyard.
Now it should be said at this moment in history, the patience that's being shown.
Yeah.
The vaccine is theirs, and they're not the ones getting it.
No.
And they don't seem to care.
They think it partly is a good thing. And I very much admire that. For all of our listeners out there, Gabe mentioned earlier that we have one fan, and that's certainly true in regard to
Hilmar
Schaumann. Yeah, thank you again. But we have many fans, and we love the fact that you're in so many countries around the world and can give us information on what you're seeing on the ground there. And we'd love to hear how the vaccine rollout is happening or not happening where you are now. So please do get in touch with us. We're su@dw.com.
Science Unscripted.